Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The first baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Rourke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg spins, and has McNeely trapped. He throws to Dykes, who tags McNeely for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mannion for a passed ball. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Miller steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to third. Blaeholder moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Mannion scores. Blaeholder moves to third. McNeely moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Blaeholder scores. McNeely moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. McNeely scores. O'Rourke moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Athletics. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Raleigh Stiles now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mannion fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cochran trying to get to third. Mannion throws to Hale, who tags Cochran for the out. Fox moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rommel, and towards Bishop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Styles strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-2 in the game. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McNeely. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Stiles strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McNeely. Miller reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to third. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Boley moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to third. Rommel moves to second. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gullick, who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Boley scores. Rommel scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Schult reaches second base with a double. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4 Athletics. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Simmons picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Schult scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 11-5, Athletics. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0 for 3 in the game. Gullick takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Melillo scores. Two outs. It's 11-6, Athletics. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Raleigh Stiles. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Badgerow reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.